I feel so overjoyed, I do, for Mrs. Simpkin, she has been ordered by the doctor for to take a trip to sea. I don't mean for to go upon the ocean, oh dear no, but just to take a sniff, you know, where briny breezes blow. And the wife's gone away for a week. And this is the first holiday I've had since we've been married. But we've been married 4 years and 3 months, come out past 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Laugh, I don't. She said to me when I came home from work, she said, "Dearie," she said, I'm very ill. I said, "What's the matter?" She said, "The doctor says I've got Scott Smith." Well, I never heard of that complaint before. Of course, I know how she's got it, you know. I've been out of work a week, and she's had no money to buy Scotch with, and I suppose she's missed it, that's it. So I said, "Well, what does the doctor order?" She said, "The doctor says I must go away for a week." All alone for a week. I couldn't help laughing. She turned around, she says, "You brute. You massive brute." She says, "I don't believe you care. I believe you wish I was dead." Isn't it funny how wives guess your thoughts? I said, "No, darling." I said, "You must hurry up and catch the train in the morning." So I put the clock on 4 hours. We had to get up before we went to bed. And we jumped up, and I rolled her some current bread up in a piece of paper to take with her. I dropped the piece on the floor and killed the cat. The cat's dead. And when I got to the station, I couldn't contain myself. I bought her 2 tickets, one for her and one for herself. And I got hold of the guard. I said, "What time does the train go?" He says, "In 5 minutes." I said, "Let it off in 2 and there's a pint of ale for you." He said, "Shall I lock the lady in?" I said, "Nail her in, hammer her in." And when the train was out of the station, I turned around and I kissed all the porters. And I had 2 cabs home and 1 between them. And I've had 4 breakfasts this morning. Because, you know, the wife had never let me have a breakfast, but it made me bigger. But that's not the idea, you know, it's because she can't cook. She once made some pancakes, and she made them on the gridiron with a slip tool and put the fire out. And once she made a Christmas pudding and boiled it in the kettle. Of course, when it swelled and boiled up, we couldn't get it out. We had to beat it up like eggs and pour it out of the spout. But oh, what a laugh I'm going to have tomorrow. My liberty I will regain, the more to be put down. And oh, what a spree I'll pawn, beg or borrow from my old lady for a week and just gone out of town. And oh, what a laugh I'm going to have such a time of it. And oh, what a spree I pawn, beg or borrow from my old lady for a week and just gone out of town.